Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
The Holy Spirit can do things that Jesus in his physical body couldn't do, because for one thing, Jesus was with you. But you know what? He, in his physical body, he couldn't be with every single person in here. But through the Holy Spirit can not only be with you, but he can be in you. And some of what I'm going to be talking about this week, the Holy Spirit can give you revelation, show you things that it's beyond your physical, natural ability to know. You can know things by the Holy Spirit that you can't know with your little peanut brain up here. And it is amazing how that we have, I'm saying we as Christians, as Spirit-filled Christians, haven't drawn on this. It's amazing to me how many people are going only by their intellect, trying to figure things out in only their own understanding and not listening to the Holy Spirit. You know, I prayed with people out here before the service tonight, and I bet you that the majority of the people that I prayed with, as we prayed, God gave me a word. The Holy Spirit spoke something into that situation, and people's lives were just turned around. We had five or six people who were having severe pains, and instantly pains were gone, and different things happened just because the Holy Spirit speaks to you. I don't know those things with my peanut brain. It's by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will show you things and speak to you. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, there isn't a person in here with any problem in your life. I don't care what your problem is, that one word from the Holy Spirit giving you revelation, a little adjustment in your life could totally transform your life. From rags to riches, from sickness to health, from not having direction and purpose to being so overwhelmed with God's direction in your life that you aren't even able to sleep at night because you're so excited about all the things that God is doing. God can totally transform your life, and the good news is He wants to do it, but this comes through the Holy Spirit, and it's amazing to me how many people are not drawing on this. One of the reasons they aren't is because it's not being talked about. You first of all have to establish this as a goal before you're ever going to obtain it. Drop on down in chapter 16 to verse 13, or let's read verse 12. Jesus said, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come." There's a lot in that verse. But Jesus said, "I can't tell you everything that you need to know. There's a lot of things I want to tell you, but you can't know them because you haven't received the Holy Spirit." You know, I could spend all weekend ministering on this one point, and I'm only going to mention this, and we're going to go on to some other things. But when you receive the Holy Spirit, if you allow the Holy Spirit to influence you, if you take full advantage of the ministry of the Holy Spirit increases your capacity to understand and perceive things. You have an expanded heart. Like in the Old Testament, people could not understand the things that we can understand as New Testament believers. And there's many scriptures that go along with this. It says they longed for the day that the word was prophesying about. They looked and searched earnestly what manner of time it was that these things were going to come to pass. You know, Moses, as powerful as Moses was and saw all of these great things happen, Moses did not have near the accessibility to God that you and I have. He didn't have the power that you and I have. And some of you may disagree with that, but over in Matthew chapter 11, when Jesus was, people were asking him about John the Baptist, he says, "Among those that are born among women, there has never been a greater than John the Baptist," which would include Moses, which would include Elijah, Elisha, David, whoever you want to mention. And he says in the last part of that verse, "Nevertheless, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." If you feel like you are the sorriest saint in this room, if you feel like you're the weakest, the puniest, the struggling more than anybody else in this room, you've got more power on the inside of you than Moses had. than Elijah had, than any of these people. If you are the least in the kingdom of heaven, you are greater than any Old Testament example. And pardon me for feeling this way, but I just really don't have a lot of patience, a lot of comfort with Christians who come up and, "I'm so pitiful, could you please pray for me? I just don't have any power, I'm about to give up, and I just want to drop kick you right off of the planet." So many Christians are just approaching their problems like, "Oh God, I'm helpless. Oh God, we can do nothing." And the truth is that when you got born again and then filled with the Holy Spirit, if you are the least saint in the kingdom of heaven, you are greater than Moses. Can you imagine Moses approaching his problem the way you approach your problem? Can you imagine Elijah, who saw people raised from the dead and call fire down out of heaven and killed 102 men who were trying to arrest him and did all of these mighty works? Can you imagine Elisha, who did all of these miracles, raised people from the dead, multiplied food, did all of these things? Can you imagine Elijah, Elisha, David, Moses, whining and griping and complaining the way that you do? And yet you've got power on the inside of you that makes what they had have no glory in comparison, is what it says over in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. These people long to have what you have. And yet we come up and we just whine. And there was a couple of people I prayed for tonight and they were just so pitiful, like, "I can't do anything. Could you please help me?" And you know what? I had compassion on them and I prayed for them and I helped them. But it's wrong. It's wrong. Brothers and sisters, we've got the Holy Spirit. We don't know what we've got. We don't know the power that we've got. We don't understand fully what God has given us. And that's one of the reasons that we aren't seeing any greater victory, because we don't know what we have. We aren't fully appreciating it. This weekend, what I want to do is stir you up and get you to recognize that God has given us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, it's actually better than having Jesus here tonight. Having the Holy Spirit in our midst, on the inside of every one of you, is better than having Jesus in His physical body being right here. We have access to the power of God that people in any other dispensation have never had. Let me keep your finger here. I don't know. Who knows where I'm going? But let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I was going to say some other things out of that. I'm going to come back there, so keep your finger over there. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul was speaking. And he was talking about that he didn't come preaching in just intellectual things. Boy, you know, when you start talking about the Holy Spirit, there's no way to discuss this fully. Man, there's so much I'd love to say right here. But Paul said he didn't come just preaching sermons that were correct and outlined properly and, you know, it was spoken with all of the, you know, everything was just said perfectly and there was no stuttering, there was no nothing in it. He says, "My preaching wasn't with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith wouldn't stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God." He talked about that it was through the power of the Holy Spirit that he was touching people. He was speaking heart to heart to people. So much of what is called ministry today is intellect. It's head to head. We're saying things. We're trying to convince people intellectually and not using the power of the Holy Spirit. But I tell you what's really changing people's lives today are the people that speak from the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit to another person's heart, and they communicate heart to heart and not head to head. This is what Paul is describing. And he says, "But we speak wisdom. It's just not the wisdom of this world. It's the wisdom of God. It's a hidden wisdom in a mystery." And then he said this down in verse 9. He says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." You know, many people just stop right here. This is a quotation from an Old Testament passage of Scripture. And they stop right here and they'll say, "Well, further along we'll know all about it. Further along we'll understand why." Cheer up, my brother. You just can't know the things of God. Eye hasn't seen, nor ear heard. And we just, you know, God's ways are higher than our ways. We can't understand the things of God. And that gives them an excuse to just stumble through life blindly without knowing what God's will is. Without really knowing. Most people feel it's so hard to understand the things of God. They just hope that their life is pleasing to God. That's not what this is talking about. It's just saying that with your natural mind, you cannot perceive the things of God. You can't figure it out with just your intellect. But then the very next verse, look at this in verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. This isn't saying that you can't know the things of God. It's saying that you can't know the things of God with just your brain. You can't just figure everything out in your intellect. Oh, I wished I had words to say. I wished I could somehow or another get this across better than what I'm doing. But it's amazing how many people are not using their heart. God can speak to you through your heart. You can know things in your heart that you can't know with your brain. Every one of us have experienced this. I bet you that every person has come to some kind of a decision and you had to make a choice and you really kind of felt like you should go this direction, but everybody else and circumstances and wisdom dictated that you had to go this direction. And so you do it. You make the choice that it looks like a responsible adult should make. And when everything falls apart, you say, I knew I shouldn't have done that. I knew I should have gone the other direction. Has anybody else ever done that? Just a few of you. I'm surprised. I would have thought everybody in here had that happen. You know, I remember a time when I was pastoring a church, and there was a couple in the church that accepted Jamie and me. They were one of the few that accepted. This is where we saw a man raised from the dead. They had been taught that all of the faith type teaching that I do was of the devil, and they had actually burned the books and tapes of all faith preachers. And I got a meeting set up. I went there, saw a man raised from the dead, and when that happened, what could they say? You know, they couldn't say that this doesn't work. It did work.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to join me on our website. And I tell you, it is one of the best websites available. We have so much material for you. Hundreds of my teachings are available as free downloads. You can watch over 8 years of these television programs. You can watch or listen to about 12 years, I think it is, of radio programs. Also, my living commentary is on there, and you can get a sample of that and sign up for that. I tell you, I'm really excited about that. There's just so many ways that you could be blessed, and I think it'd be a blessing to you. So please join us on the web at awmi.net.